Record. Pause. Button.
Welcome back to the memoir Through a Blind Woman's Eyes. This is Riley here, and this is the June edition. This is the campfire ambience of Slate Sounds, the Alexa skill. And June was actually when I got Lexi. And I'm using the name Lexi so I don't trigger her. As I mentioned earlier, I will always say the name Eco, Amazon, or Lexi. So that way I do not trigger my devices because I have three of them. And June was when I got my first one. And that is the one that you're hearing the campfire on. And, you know, it was crazy because I wasn't expecting to get one. But I knew I needed one to help me with, you know, reading recipes and things like that. So I wanted one of these devices so that I could get, you know, the recipes ran and things like that done. I wanted to get these all finished because I wanted to be able to record recipes, you know, read them, record them, you know, write them down somehow. I wanted to be able to order things and get things in because I wasn't having the help I needed from the company that I used to, you know, be with. Of course, as I'm recording this, I have a better company now, much better. And so basically, I wanted to have better experience. Now, of course, for a while, because of the billing address, shipping address, I was getting decline. Even though I had the money in my account, they kept declining me. So always make sure that, especially if you're blind and somebody is helping you, make sure that their address isn't on your card when you go to ship. Because when you go to ship things, I had to call the bank and get it fixed because they thought it was fraud. So make sure your billing address and your shipping address are the same address when you move. If, you know, you have a situation like you, like I was in a few years ago, make sure, be damned, that your billing and shipping addresses are the same, because if they're not, the bank's going to decline them. So that is a pain in the ass. Trust me on that. It is a royal pain in the ass. So definitely do yourself a favor and make sure that you get your shipping address and billing address the same, because if you don't, you're screwed. Trust me, it's not fun. So anyway, I got my first one. And I also got my second one in June as well, because Chase Bank's like, you need to try to do an order and make sure it goes through. Well, I wasn't planning on getting a second one that fast, but there was a deal on it for like $20. I think $25 maybe at the most with tax. I think it was like $22, and then it was like $25 with tax or $26 with tax, something like that. So I got my second one. Now, the one in my living room is charcoal. The one in the bedroom is blue, which is the one I bought. And so basically, that's how I did that. I got that finished. You know, got the payments fixed, got everything fixed, all in June, you know, because I needed this stuff. And I ordered, like, essentials, like laundry detergent, dish soap that Kitten picked. And let me tell you, oh, man, I'm glad I don't have to get rid of that stuff because it smells so freaking good. Mrs. Myers, I believe its name is. Hand soap and dish soap. I got matching ones. And trust me, you guys. Oh, I love it. It's not your typical dish soap, but to me, it's aromatherapy. I love it. My whole apartment smells nice when people come in and help with dishes. But yeah. Oh my gosh, is it nice. And neither one of us had ever heard of it. And at that time, Kitten helped me with it on the computer. And, you know, because I didn't have a laptop at that time. I didn't get a laptop till September, I think. And so basically, Kitten was very kind and was and always will be, because that's Kitten. That's our kitten. She was very kind and ordered the stuff for me, helped me set everything up. She was also kind enough to help me set up my EBT on there, which was awesome-ish. And so she did all that for me. She didn't set the EBT up, I think, till July. I believe that was July when we did that. Yeah. Because we were trying to make something cheaper, because Kitten did not like how expensive the groceries were. You know, and she wasn't... Kitten is one of these that tries to do anything to help. Kitten will bend over backwards to help somebody. I mean, that's the Kitten. And, so, basically, we got all the main stuff bought that month. We got it all done in June. And trust me, it was craziness trying to get my vitamins, my scrub sponges, because I don't like doing dishes with a washcloth all the time. I like using scrubbers because it's a lot easier for me to hear something when it goes, you know, when you're trying to scrub it, it's a lot easier. But anyway, I got all that stuff done. And let's see. And I believe June also was when I got GCS, which is Grand Cruisin' Station. And that was also the month where, sadly I couldn't get her on here for this, but this is also the month that Kitten had to step down from the lock-in. And, because I had taken over for a while so that she didn't have to step down earlier, I took it over for a bit while, you know, she had gone through some medical issues. And so I took over for a while, and then she unfortunately had to step down. I believe it was end of June, which it was difficult. And I actually have the very last lock-in archive. I have all of the ones that I was involved in that we were able to save and salvage. I have all those that I actually did. The ones I did, all the ones I did myself are salvaged, but there was only one, unfortunately, that she did that SPL didn't mess up. But yeah, we got that done. So that was a sad moment. But I did get GCS at that same time because I wasn't getting to go live, and that was when Blue Streak gave me Grand Cruisin' Station, which is my equivalent, basically, to the Retro Lock-In Show. And I did it, basically, as therapy for myself, but also for DJ Kitten, which we still call her DJ Kitten, because she's kind of semi-retired. She does help with, like, tributes and things like that. And, till, you know, she can get a lot better and sit up more and things like that, because she's struggling bad, unfortunately. To this day, she's still struggling a lot, unfortunately, which is why we don't have her on here with us. But, yeah, she had that as a struggle, which she knew we were going to be bringing this up. But, yeah, it was rough for her, but she did it. I helped her through. You know, I helped her. that day doing the archive. We actually went over, but we, of course, the listeners didn't get to hear that, but they got the full archive if they want it. So if you are a lock-in fan, and Puppy, you should have gotten it. If you don't, let us know and we'll get it for you. We have it. So if you're tuned in, Puppy, and you haven't gotten the Retro Lock-In Show archive, the full edition, and you want it, which I know you do, if you haven't gotten it, let us know and we'll get it to you, Puppy, because I know you tuned in. And we also have the GCS that was a tribute to the lock-in. So if you want that one as well, let us know and we'll get it for you. That way you can hear both me, basically. Because basically what it was, Puppy, is I came on first with her. She was in there for a little bit, but then she had to go. Because I think she was doing something. I think she was having lunch or something. Or you know, her mama came home. But she was on there for a bit, and then she had to go. But then, basically, after GCS was when the lock-in came on Blue Streak on Wednesday nights. It used to be. Now it's, of course, switched. Now it's me in the evening, and then somebody else is after me. But anyway, so then, unfortunately, we couldn't do our one show that we wanted to do, Cool Cats Jamboree. And I believe that September, you'll find out what happened there. Because that didn't happen until about September, I believe. September or October. But yeah, something happened with that as well. So anyway, that is the June edition of the New Year's Eve special, and we'll be back for July coming up.